സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
ഫസ്റ്റ് ഐ വിൽ ഗിവ് യു ദിസ് സമ്മറി ഓഫ് 9th chapter. 8th chapter and 9th chapter both are identical topics, that is Sakshi Swarupam. In 8th chapter also Sakshi Swarupam is revealed. Sakshi is sarvagataha, it is said ekaha, and Sakshi need not be improved by any amount of the body mind complex activities. By mental activities Sakshi chaitanyam need not be improved, cannot be improved. Sakshi Chaitanyam status, it is unimprovable. It is need not be improved. Its status need not be taken to highest status. It need not be taken. That is what he says. You need not do anything for me. Sakshi Manas Samvada, like Sakshi is telling to the mind, you need not do anything for me. I don't require your services. That we saw. So in 8th chapter, Sakshi Swarupam we saw. Now here also, in 9th chapter also, Sakshi is so subtle, Sukshmata Vyapita Lakshana. Sukshmata Vyapita. Asangaha, sukshmata vyapita, all pervading and very subtle, it is said in the 9th chapter. How is that subtlety presented? Water is the cause for earth. Water is the karanam for earth. Fire is karanam for water. Then air is karanam for fire, and space is karanam for air. Brahman is karanam for space. So this is what it is presented. Purvasmat, purvasmat, uttarottaram, uttarottaram, sukshmataram bhavati iti. So Brahma sukshma tamam, the subtlest nature is Brahman nature. Extremely subtle ityarthaha. It is extremely subtle. So points looks like same as the punarukti. Even though it looks like a punarukti, repetition, same thing only we are hearing now. Don't think like that. The punarukti is also a bhushanam, natu dhushanam. Why it is a bhushanam? Because the subject matter is very, very subtle. It is not graspable by just one listening. One time if you say, it cannot be grasped. Therefore, Shastra repeatedly use the same words many times in many places. Even Acharyas also sometimes, it looks they are all repeating, repetition. In that repetition only actually we really grasp. This I heard previously. Now it is clear. Now it is clear, Swami. Swami. Now it is clear, Swamini. Now it is clear. And anartham. First time it was not clear. Therefore it's not a punarukti. Okay. Now, 9th chapter in the second half, വിഷയ വിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം നിർവിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം ഈസ് പ്രസന്റഡ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ക്വൈറ്റ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദ പ്രീവിയസ്. സൂക്ഷ്മത വ്യാപിത അനന്തരം ദിസ് നിർവിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം ഈസ് എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷ്ഡ്. ഓബ്ജക്ട്ലെസ് നോളജ് നിർവിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം. സാക്ഷി ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് അവൈലബിൾ ഓൾ ദ ടൈം. ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഈസ് ദർ ആർ നോട്ട്. ഐ ദി സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ഓൾവേസ് ആം അവൈലബിൾ. ഇഫ് വ്യവഹാര ഈസ് ദർ ഐ ഇന്ററാക്ട് വിത്ത് ദ വേൾഡ്. വ്യാവഹാരിക പ്രപഞ്ച ഐ ഇന്ററാക്ട്. ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ദർ ഐ റിമെയിൻ ആസ് ആത്മ. Absence of interaction, absence of vyavahara is not my absence. Absence of vyavahara, after the fall of the body, there is no vyavahara. There is no vyavahara, there is no transaction. The non-transaction is of the body mind is not non-transaction of the body mind is because of that body's absence. It is not my absence. I, the Atma, am present. If bulb is there, electricity manifest. If bulb is not there, electricity remain as it is. If fan is there, electricity manifest in the fan. The fan moves. If fan is not there, electricity will not go. Electricity will be there. Similarly, this body, if it is there, Atma manifest, Sakshi Chaitanyam manifest. If it is not there, it remains as it is. Who is that it? Nani. I am. So, Nirvishaya Jnanam. Sakshi is absolutely subtle. Sakshi is absolutely pervasive. Sakshi, how many Sakshis are there? Means only one Sakshi. There are no many sakshis. So, karya karana parampara, he said first, then indriyebhya parahyarthaha arthebhyascha parammanaha manasastu parabuddhi, Kathopanishad. So, subtle, 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 if you go inner, panchakosha parampara, if you take, annamayat pranamayaha sukshmam. പ്രാണമയാത് മനോമയ സൂക്ഷ്മം, മനോമയാത് വിജ്ഞാനമയ, വിജ്ഞാനമയാത് ആനന്ദമയ, ആനന്ദമയാത് ആത്മാ ഓൺലി, കാരണശരീരാത് ആത്മാ ഓൺലി, ദ സട്ടിൽ. സോ ഹൂ ഈസ് ദറ്റ് ആത്മാ? ഐ ആം. നൗ ഹൂ ഐ ദി സാക്ഷി ആം? ദ ക്ലോസസ്റ്റ്, നിയറെസ്റ്റ്, ഡിയറെസ്റ്റ്, ത്രീയെസ്റ്റ്. I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am far from me or near to me? How far I am to myself? Enna kelvi. How far I am to myself? I am not at all far to myself. I am near to myself. How can I be far from myself? How can I be far from myself? Atma happens to be myself. How far Atma from me? Atma is how far from me? Paakanuma? How far from me? How many miles it is far? Far naneda. How much close na? Closest, dearest, nearest. There is no further close object. There is no further near object. There is no further dear object. That is why superlative degree I have used. That Sakshi Chaitanyam is Nirvishaya Jnanam. Having crossed all panchakoshas, then having negated this Vishaya Jnanam and Vishaya, object and Vishaya Jnanam as Mithya, uncountable. നിർവിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം എലോൺ ഈസ് അവയർനെസ്, പ്യുവർ അവയർനെസ്. അവയർനെസ് ഓഫ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് വിഷയ? ദാറ്റ് അവയർനെസ് ഓഫ് വാട്ട്, ദാറ്റ് നോളജ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് വിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം. விஷய ஜானம் அண்ட் விஷய ஆர் எக்ஸிஸ்டிங் இன் மீ தி நிர்விஷய ஜானம் ஹியர் ஜானம் மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் தட் ஜானம் அஹம் அஸ்மி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் விஷய ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் ஹவு யூ ஆர் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் இன் திஸ் மேனர் விஷய ஜானம் சப்போஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் சி எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் I don't have any objective knowledge. Then what I am nirvishaya jnanam. Pure awareness I am. That is satyam, vishaya and vishaya jnanam. Both are mithya. All which are visible, they are all vishaya. What are all I am seeing, they all come under vishaya. Their knowledge of those vishayas, knowledge comes under vishaya jnanam. Naan paakkarade, நான் எதிரி தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறவனோ அதெல்லாமே மித்யாவா அதெல்லாம் மித்யா எனக்கு தெரியாதது பார்க்க முடியாதது அதுதான் சத்தியம் இதெல்லாம் பொய் எப்படி நம்ப முடியும் அதுக்கு தான் எனக்கு வேதாந்த கிளாஸுக்கு வரதுக்கே மனசு வரமாட்டேங்கிறது சம் பீப்புள் சம் அன்பார்ச்சுனேட் பீப்புள் தே சே லைக் தட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தே டோன்ட் கம் Even they come also, one or two times they come and they stop. Because it looks as though contradictory. Whatever I see is mithya, whatever I know is mithya. I, the Atma, cannot, need not be seen. I, the Atma, is not a vishaya. I, the Atma, is not a vishaya jnanam. I am swarupa jnanam. I am Swarupa Jnanam, not a Vishaya Jnanam. Since I am not a Vishaya, how can Atma be a Vishaya? Atma is not a Vishaya. Atma Jnanam is not a Vishaya Jnanam. Atma is not a Vishaya. It is not an object. Atma Jnanam is not an objective knowledge. Atma Jnanam is Swarupa Jnanam, the knowledge about myself. This is the essence of this ninth chapter. Now we will go to tenth chapter. First we will read this shloka, page number 111, 10th chapter. த்ருஷி ஸ்வரூபம் ககனோபமம் பரம் சக்ருத் விபாதம் த்யஜமேகம் அக்ஷரம் சாரி சக்ருத் விபாதம் த்யஜமேகம் அக்ஷரம் அலேபகம் சர்வகதம் யதத்வயம் ததேவ சாஹம் சததம் விமுக்தவோம் விமுக்தவோம் நவ் In this chapter, Shankaracharya giving a Nididhyasana Abhyasarupa verses for Nididhyasanam sake, contemplation sake. Who can do Nididhyasanam? Whoever thorough in Gita and Upanishads study. Having done Shravanam for a length of time, having understood Atma, Asangaha, Akarta, Abhokta, Nityaha, Ekaha, Satyaha, Aprameha, Swaprakashaha, having understood not Shabdajalam, Artham, having understood the meaning, then having completed Shravanam, Mananam for a length of time, for assimilation, care of Gita, Bhashyam class. ఫిఫ్త్ చాప్టర్ బ్రహ్మాభ్యాస రూప నిధిధ్యాసనం, సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్ సమాధి అభ్యాస రూప నిధిధ్యాసనం. దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ. హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు సే దట్ హియర్ దిస్ ఆత్మ స్వరూపం హీ ఈస్ ప్రెజెంటింగ్. దిస్ టైటిల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ దృషి స్వరూప పరమార్థ దర్శన ప్రకరణం, అ వెరీ స్మాల్ నేమ్. పరమార్థ స్వరూప మై గురు నేమ్. పరమార్థ మీన్స్ రియాలిటీ, రియాలిటీ ఆత్మ స్వరూపం. దర్శన మీన్స్ జ్ఞానం. పరమార్థ దర్శన మీన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ అబౌట్ ద అల్టిమేట్ రియాలిటీ. పరంపొరుల్ అని చూడమ్ ఇండియా, అండ్ పరంపొరుల్ ద పరమార్థ అని అర్థం. దట్ అల్టిమేట్ రియాలిటీ. ఇన్ సమ్ టెక్స్ట్ దే గివ్ ఓన్లీ పరమార్థ దర్శన ప్రకరణం, బట్ ఇన్ దిస్ బుక్ దే హ్యావ్ గివెన్ దృశిస్వరూప పరమార్థ దర్శన ప్రకరణం. ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక బిగిన్స్ విత్ దృశిస్వరూపం. దట్ ఈస్ వై మేబీ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర లైక్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ కమ్స్ దట్ టైటిల్ గివ్స్ దేర్ ఫార్ దృశిస్వరూప పరమార్థ. Now we will see the meaning. First, paramartha we take. Param means infinite. That which is infinite in size. One meaning of param. Another meaning of param is subtlest. Atyanta sukshmam. Atyanta sukshmam. Param. Another meaning, third meaning for param, the most interior one or that which is the innermost, that which is the innermost. Sakshi swarupam, my swarupam. I am studying about my swarupam. నాన్ యార్, నీ యార్ అన్నా ఇదిదా నీ అని చూడారు. కేళి వరద లేవు నాన్ యార్ అన్నా రెండు టెన్త్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ పంచ ఉపదేశ సాహస్రి. యు ఆర్ దిస్, ఐఎమ్ సాక్షి, మై నేచర్ ఇస్ దిస్, ఐఎమ్ పరం, ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్, సట్లెస్ట్, ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్. ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? అన్నమయ కోశాత్, ప్రాణమయ కోశాత్, మనోమయ కోశాత్, విజ్ఞానమయ కోశాత్, ఆనందమయ కోశాత్, ఇంటీరియర్. ఐ ఆమ్ అండర్స్టూడ్. దృశి స్వరూపం, దృశి మీన్స్ హియర్ లుక్ ఇన్ టు ద శ్లోక, చైతన్యం. దృశి మీన్స్ చైతన్యం. ఆబ్జెక్ట్లెస్ జ్ఞానం ఇత్యర్థః. ఆబ్జెక్ట్లెస్ నాలెడ్జ్, అవేర్నెస్. ఆబ్జెక్ట్లెస్ నాలెడ్జ్, అవేర్నెస్. అహం సాక్షి స్వరూప చైతన్యం, హుచ్ ఈజ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్లెస్ జ్ఞానం, నిర్విషయ జ్ఞానం. వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ అవేర్నెస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్లెస్ నాలెడ్జ్? ఐఎమ్ గగనోపమం. ఉపమం మీన్స్ లైక్, సిమిలర్ టు. సిమిలర్ టు వాట్? గగనం మీన్స్ ఆకాశ. ఐఎమ్ సిమిలర్ టు స్పేస్. దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ఐఎమ్ అసంగ. ఆకాశ ఈజ్ అసంగ, నాట్ టచ్డ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్. ఆకాశ ఈజ్ అఖండ, సర్వగత, అసంగ. తద్వత్ అహమపి సాక్షి చైతన్యం. అసంగ, అన్టచ్డ్. అన్టచ్డ్ బై వాట్? బాడీ హైట్, వెయిట్, షార్ట్, థిన్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ టచ్డ్ బై దాట్. బాడీ ఈజ్ షార్ట్, బాడీ ఈజ్ టాల్, బట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ షార్ట్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ టాల్. అస్థూలం అనను, అహ్రస్వం అదీర్ఘం, అలోహితం అచ్ఛాయం. All Upanishadic mantras keep in his mind and just go on writing. If you remember Upanishad mantras also, you also can write. That's all. Gaganopamam. I am just like space which is untouched by anything. Even raga dvesha which are all there in the mind, I am not touched by that. Mind has got several problems. I am not touched by those problems. Mind has got problems, not me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Param, param meaning I have given already, because in the title itself I have given. Param Sakrutvibhatam, ever shining. Sakrut means always. Vibhatam means shining. Don't take literally. Shining means not literal shining here. Here shining means in whose presence things are known. I am consciousness, witness consciousness. In my presence things are evident. That is called Sagradvibhatam. Tu ajam, tvajam is there, tu, you have to separate the tu, ajam, tu, not only that, and I am birthless, ajam. Ajam means ajanya jnanam, because drishiswarupam he said, nirvishaya jnanam, I am not a born knowledge. I am not a born knowledge. A knowledge which is born in time will go away. Every knowledge, Vishaya Jnanam, is a born knowledge. It has a time. It is born, it has got a date of birth. That is why you forget also. But you never forget yourself. You never forget yourself when I say immediately you remember the coma person. A person got fits, epilepsy, person, coma person, he doesn't know himself. No. Then what about that person? Awareness is there because the medium is not there, that awareness is not manifesting. Nothing happened to the awareness in coma. Since medium, the mind, there is some problem in the mind, there is some injuries in the body, person became unconscious and artham consciousness illiana. Consciousness is there because that upadhi is out of order. Namma phone dead nu solluva illa. phone dead enna artham namma phone dead, not phone connection, namma vara connection da, that line only dead. Similarly, consciousness is all-pervading. This phone body is temporarily dead. It became a vegetable-like temporarily. Once it picks up again, it comes out of coma again and do dance. Okay. That is why body, mind, they have fluctuations. I, the consciousness, am ever ajam, ajanyam jnanam. Ajam, ekam. Ekam means I am sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha. I am partless. I am divisionless. I am secondless. Ekam. Sakshi Atma Ekam Eva. There are lot of Jadavastus, but Chaitanyam is only one. There are lot of inert objects, but sentient object, object like object, Atma is only one. This body is also Jadam. Mind is also jadam by itself. But awareness, pure consciousness is one only. Ekam. Not only that, aksharam. Aksharam Brahma. See how the connection. That's it. Continuously if you study from morning to evening, like school children, first period, second first period, second period, teacher ki da problem. Same teacher has to teach here. So many teachers are there, so okay. In ashramanda, there are many teachers, they will teach. Prakarana Grantha ko oru teacher, Bhagavad Gita ko oru teacher, like that. So first hour, Bhagavad Gita, second hour, Upanishad, third hour, Prakarana Grantha, fourth hour, Brahma Sutra, like that. Fifth hour, test. Swamini, that don't give. And the first camp itself, no text next year. In the camp, no test. Now itself, I'm telling. Bhai pada. Test and nale bayam. So, okay. Acharam, imperishable. Kshara means perishing nature. Kshrati iti kshram. That which perishes. Akshara means that which never perish. Always there. Imperishable. Aksharam. Janma marana nirasat. There is no janana marana. That is why aksharam. Aksharam indicates all. Janana marana. Birth is not there, death is not there. What about in between? Shadvikaras. First one, last one you remove. Other four. Viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati, all these are also not there. What about asti? Asti jayate, that asti is relative existence. That is called relative existence. In Tattva Bodha, asti jayate, vardhate. Therefore, jayate asti cholukinu. Jayate, asti, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. Vinashyati anna maranam. Jayate enna janma. Asti means relative existence of the body mind complex. Vardhate growth. Apakshiyate declension, old age. Vinashyati, apakshiyate vinashyati, final destruction. All these are all not there. That is called aksharam. So aksharam definition inge vandachu. Yatta dadresham agrahyam, here aksharam. So when Acharya writing aksharam, what he remembers, you tell me. What Upanishad must be there in his mind. Mundaka Upanishad, which mantra? Fifth mantra, sixth mantra. How do you know? I know. Because this aksharam, first Upanishad, the aksharam Brahma is very popular, very famous. In Brihadaranyakanda, you cannot search where aksharam comes. Mundaka Upanishad, only one place it comes, it is very popular. So that is why we say asti is not a first vikara. Asti is a second vikara. Jayate, second vikara, asti. Vikaras are not there in Atma, me. Then next line, alepakam. I am not tainted by anything. Lepakam means, lepanam means some ointment you apply. Like that, lepanam. Alepakam means I am not having sangha with anything. Asangaha. Paramarthikatvat aham asangaha. Nirgunatvat aham asangaha. From absolute standpoint. Paramarthika satya means absolute reality. That is another meaning of paramartha. Means absolute reality. Niratishaya sukshmatvat aham alepakaha. Atyanta sushma. Who can come and touch me? With what they can touch me? They cannot touch me at all. I am a touch me not. Asparsha yoga. Aham. Again, sarvagatam. ஆல் பர்வேடிங். நமக்கு தெரிஞ்சுடுதா எல்லாமே. நிதித்தியாசனம், யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ நிதித்தியாசனம் இன் திஸ் வே. ஐ எம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங், ஐ எம் நாட் டச்ச்டு பை எனி திங், ஐ எம் அன்அட்டாச்சு டு எனி திங், ஐ எம் அசங்கஹா. எது அத்வயம், தட் ஹுச் இஸ் செகண்ட்லெஸ், துவயரஹிதம் அத்வயம். ததேவ அஹம், தட் அலோன் ஐ ஆம், தட் அலோன் ஐ ஆம். தட் அலோன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? திருஷிஸ்வரூபம் ககனோபமம் பரம் சகிருத்விபாதம் அஹமஸ்மி, அஜம் அஹமஸ்மி, அக்ஷரம் அஹமஸ்மி, அலேபகம் அஹமஸ்மி, சர்வகதம் அஹமஸ்மி, அஹம் சர்வக அத்வயம் அஹமஸ்மி, அஹமஸ்மி அத்வய அஹமஸ்மி. அத்வய, யூ ஹாவ் டு சே இன் பிரதமா விபக்தி ஏகவச்சனம். ஹியர் ஆல் இன் மெடிடேட் அப்பான் தட் நேச்சர் ஆஸ் தட் யூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் யுவர் நேச்சர். சததம் ஆல் த டைம் விமுக்தா, ஐ எம் எவர் ஃப்ரீ லிபரேட்டட். I am ever free, liberated, satatam, always, vimuktaha, visheshena, muktihi, vimuktihi, aham vimuktaha, atyantika vimuktihi. Sometimes we also get mukti from problems, from certain things, freedom from diseases, temporarily vimukti. But this is atyantika vimukti, absolute freedom, vimuktaha. Then what? Om Lakshyartha Omkara. Lakshyartha is Turiya Atma Ahamasmi. Om Atma Chaitanyam. So Sajatiya Bheda means if I have in one body there are many parts, it is called Sajatiya Bheda. One body, hand is different from leg, leg is different from eyes. Sajatiya Bheda, the Swagata Bheda, this is Swagata Bheda. That means in me itself there are differences. In one, there are many parts. This is called Swagata Bheda. Since I am partless, I cannot have Swagata Bheda. Niravayavatvat Swagata Bheda Rahitaha. Advayaha Ekaha ki meaning we have to, these are all corollaries. These are all corollaries, na? We have to understand. I am Ekaha, Advayaha means I am Swagata Bheda Rahitaha. Swagata Bheda Rahitaha means I don't have any parts. சின்ன ஆத்மா, பெரிய ஆத்மான் எல்லாம் கிடையாது. ஆத்மா டசன்ட் ஹாவ் பார்ட்ஸ். நிரவயவத்வாத் ஸ்வகத பேத ரஹிதா. சிமிலர்லி சஜாத்திய பேத, இன் ஒன் ஸ்பீஷி தெர் ஆர் மெனி ஜாத்தி. சஜாத்திய மீன்ஸ் கோகோனட் ட்ரீ, மேங்கோ ட்ரீ, பேனியன் ட்ரீ, லைக் தட். ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ்ல மேல் ஃபிமேல் சஜாத்திய பேத, திஸ் இஸ் ஜாதி பேத. Like that there are any many atmas, na. There is no sajatiya bheda. Second atma, third atma, fourth atma, fifth atma, there are no many atmas, therefore sajatiya bheda rahitaha. Vijatiya bheda also is not there. Other than atma, whatever is there, suppose it is anatma. Atma விஜாத்தியா என்ன ஆத்மா இல் அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா அன் அர்த்தம். விஜாத்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஸ்பீஷ். ஆத்மக்கு அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா அனாத்மா. ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் சைத்தன்யம், அனாத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஜடம். அனாத்மா இஸ் அன்கவுண்டபிள், ஈவன் இஃப் இட் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ வியாபாரிக்கல்லி இட் இஸ் அன்கவுண்டபிள். It is as good as non-existent. That is a Vijatiya Rahitaha. I am Atma. There is something else other than Atma, suppose. What is the name of that something else? You tell. You can tell me. I am Atma. Other than Atma, there is something else. Which is not Atma, there is Anatma. That means what? Whatever is Atma, which is something else other than Atma, is Anatma. Anatma definition is Mithya. That which is not there really, it is called Mithya Anatma. Once it is not there really, where is the question of Vijatiya Bheda? Vijatiya Bheda also ruled out. Anatma is Vijatiya Bheda, if at all it is there. That Anatma is uncountable. That Anatma body mind complex nama rupa is Mithya. Mithya is not countable. Therefore it is as good as non-existent. That is why Aham Vijatiya Bheda Rahitaha Sajatiya Bheda Rahitaha Alukur Atma Chullade Sajatiya Bheda Rahitaha. Have you seen many Atmas? ஒரு ஆத்மாவே பார்க்க முடியாது. மெனி ஆத்மாஸ் எப்படி பார்க்க முடியும்? யூ கேனாட் சீ ஈவன் சிங்கிள் ஆத்மா. வேர் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் சீயிங் மெனி ஆத்மாஸ்? தேர்ஃபோர் சஜாதீய பேத ரூல்ட் அவுட், ஸ்வகத பேத நிரவயவத்வாத் ரூல்ட் அவுட். அஹம் துரிய ஆத்மா ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் சஜாதீய விஜாதீய ஸ்வகத பேத ரஹிதா द्वितीय वस्तु नास्ति इत्यर्थः. डिफरेंट चैतन्यम इज नॉट देयर. चैतन्यम प्लस नाम रूप इज व्हाट? जडम. चैतन्यम प्लस नाम रूप, व्हाट एवर यू सी, दिस इज जडम वस्तु. चैतन्यम इज नॉट विजिबल. देयर इज नो सेकंड चैतन्यम. ओम मीन्स हियर துரிய ஆத்மா லக்ஷ்யார்த்த ஐ இத்யர்த்தஹ. ஓங்கார ரூப பரம் பிரம்மா அஹம். ஓங்கார லக்ஷ்ய காரிய பிரதம பாத த்விதீய பாத காரியபாத த்ருதீய பாத காரணபாத. ஐ ஆம் காரிய காரண விலக்ஷணஹ. பிரதம பாத த்விதீய பாத திருத்தீய பாத விலக்ஷண துரிய பாத சதுர்த பாத. ஓம் தட் இஸ் ஓங்காரம் லக்ஷ்யார்த்தம். ஓங்கார பொருளே என்று சொல்லலாம். ஓங்கார பொருளே தட் ஆத்மா ஐ ஆம். நவ் வாட் இஸ் நிதித்யாசனம்? நிதித்யாசனம் மீன்ஸ் Dhyai Dhatu. It has come from the root Dhyai. Dhyai means Dhyayati. Its desiderative form is called Didhyasa. Didhyasati. Didhyasati. Its abstract noun is Nididhyasanam. நீ இஸ் உபசர்க. தித்யாசனம் இஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் நவுன் ஆஃப் தித்யாச. தித்யாசனம் இஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் நவுன் ஆஃப் தித்யாச. ஜெய் தாத்தோ தித்யாச டெசிரேட்டிவ் ஃபார்ம். இட்ஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் நவுன் இஸ் தித்யாசனம் வித் உபசர்க நிதித்யாசனம். இப்பதான் சொன்னேன் சுவாமி. சப்தஜாலம் மகாரண்யம். யூ நவ் ஓன்லி யூ சேட் அகெய்ன் தித்யாச நிதித்யாச அப்ட்ராக்ட் நவுன். ஓகே, ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார் சம் டைம் நோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு யூஸ் த வேர்ட்ஸ் நிதித்யாசனம். பிகாஸ் நீ தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் த யூ ஹவ் டு ரைட் கேர்ஃபுல்லி. நீ தி தியாசனம் தாத்த த அண்ட் த தேர்ட் த நீ தி தியாசனம்ல தாத்த த ஃபோர்த்து தா హాఫ్ ధ అండ్ యకార. నిధి ధ్యాసనం, నిధి ధ్యాసనం అంటే పణం, నిధి అంటే పణం ఆయడం, నిధి ఇల్ల నిధి దిధ్యాస దిధ్యాస నిధిధ్యాస నిధిధ్యాసనం అన్నారు. తాభ్యాం నిర్విచికిత్సే అర్థే విద్యారణ్య చేసిన పంచదశి నిధిధ్యాసత్తికి ఒక శ్లోకమే ఇన్ పంచదశి, స్టూడెంట్స్ రిమెంబర్. ఏకతానత్వం, ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ద సేమ్ థాట్, అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ లక్షణంస్, డెఫినేషన్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ మై లక్షణంస్, ఐఎమ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, ఐఎమ్ బర్త్లెస్, ఐఎమ్ వన్, ఐఎమ్ నాన్ డ్యువల్, I am everything. That meditation one has to do. Next shloka. Shloka number 2. Dishistu shuddho hama vikriyatmaka. Namesti kaschid vishayasvabhavata. పురస్థిరశ్చోర్ధ్వమధశ్చ సర్వతః. సంపూర్ణ భూమా త్వజ ఆత్మని స్థితః. Sitting and contemplating upon my real nature, continuation in this manner. As Vishwa, as Taijasa, I am the body-mind complex. And as Karana Shariram, I am Prajnaha. Originally, I am not విశ్వః నార్ తైజసః నార్ ప్రాజ్ఞః. ఐ యామ్ తురీయ ఆత్మా. విశ్వ తైజస ప్రాజ్ఞ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మై వేషం. దృశిస్తు శుద్ధః, దిస్ ప్యూర్ అవేర్నెస్, ద సేమ్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక. దృశి మీన్స్ చైతన్యం. ఐ సెడ్ దట్ చైతన్యం దృశిహి శుద్ధ, ప్యూర్ అవేర్నెస్. అశుద్ధ చైతన్యం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అహంకార, యాజ్ దో అశుద్ధం. అహంకార సహిత చైతన్యం, అహం ఈజ్ చైతన్యం, ప్యూర్ శుద్ధ చైతన్యం. సవిషయ అహం అహంకార, నిర్విషయ అహం శుద్ధ చైతన్యం, ప్యూర్ అవేర్నెస్. అహం శుద్ధః, అప్రాణో హ్యమనా శుభ్రః, శుభ్రః ఇస్ శుద్ధః. అహం అవిక్రియః, ఐ యామ్ విక్రియారహితః, మోడిఫికేషన్ లెస్. శుద్ధః ఇండికేట్స్ I am physical impurities of the body cannot touch me. Body can have physical impurities, but I am not touched by bodily impurities. Therefore, I am Shuddha. Shuddha mapapa viddhahana. I am pure, not touched by any sin, papam. Dust cannot pollute me. I need not take bath. ఆత్మశుద్ధి ఆత్మశుద్ధి అని ఎలా చొల్లువా, అదెల్లా అహంకార శుద్ధిదా, నాట్ ఆత్మశుద్ధి. అహం అవిక్రియ మీన్స్ ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎనీ రాగ ద్వేష, నో మోడిఫికేషన్, నో విక్రియ. ఇఫ్ రాగద్వేషస్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్ చేంజెస్ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ ద ఫేస్. Lot of raga dveshas. once I am free from raga dvesha, where is vikriya, vikara? No vikriya, no modification. Avikriyatmakaha, I am of the nature of modificationless. I am of the nature of changelessness. No change at all. Name kaschit vishayaha asti swabhavataha. By nature, swabhavataha. In my true nature, in my swabhava, there is no any vishaya. Vishaya has come only body, mind complex. There is no vishaya at all. Sharira is a vishaya. Mind is a vishaya. Sharira is vyavaharika satyam mithya. Mind is vyavaharika satyam mithya. I am satyam. Therefore, satyam and mithya cannot go together. Satyam and mithya cannot coexist really. They can coexist unreally. Unreal snake, real rope can coexist. Unreal deha, real atma can coexist. Dreamer and waker coexist or not? Dream objects and waker can coexist. Different orders of reality can coexist. Bhinna sattakatvat. Bhinna sattakam is there, they can coexist. Therefore, atma jnanam can coexist with physics ajnanam also. Atma jnanam can coexist with dance ajnanam also. That ajnanam is vyavaharika ajnanam. That is vishaya ajnanam. I am pure, therefore there is no vishaya for me. Name kinchit vishayaha asti swabhavataha asthulam ananu hakhrasvam apanipadam aprano yamana subhraha nila mantras. Okay. Puraha I don't have anything in my front. Tiraha, on the back side also, nothing is there behind me, in front of me, urdhvam, top of me, adhaha, below me, beneath me, sarvataha, in all other directions also, na vishayaha asti, adhaschordham, not that shloka, adhapurastha, dakshinataha, uttarena, that mantra you can take. Sampurnam, sampurna bhuma. I am sampurnam. Sampurnam. Enna purnam. Samyak purnaha. I am complete. Without anything, I am ever full. Sampurnaha. I am ever full, accomplished. Ever fulfilled. Pashyan shrunvan sprushan jigran sampurnaha aham bhuma brahman sve mahimni pratishthitaha. I rest upon myself independently. I never rely upon real estate. I never rely upon reliance. I am ever independent. Sampurnaha bhuma. Bhuma means Brahman. Lakshyartha I. You have to say, I aham aham na lakshyartha I. Not vachyartha I. Higher I, not lower I. Sampurnaha aham. Bhuma aham. Bhuman shabdha. Bhuma bhumanav bhumanaha. Bhuma tu ajaha. Tu ajaha is that I am birthless. Chonnade chulrar. In the first slokan chonna, whether you heard or not, I do not know. Again, repetition. Ajaha, birthless. I am Atmanisthitaha, and I am doing contemplation, I am abiding in my own nature. Atmani sthitaha, I abide in my own nature. If I say I am pervading right side, left side, top, below, everywhere I am pervading, and I am ahankarama. I am all pervading, all pervading. I am not all pervading. If with vachyartha I, with ahankara I, if I say I am sarvagnaha, I am everything, I am everywhere, that is called ahankara, arrogance. With lakshyartha I, aham pada, lakshyartha, if from that standpoint, if I say it is not arrogance, it is truth. It is the truth. It is the only truth. I need not afraid of saying that. I have to be proud to say that. I have to be happy, you know. Yes, I am everything. In the form of Sat, Chit, Ananda, I am. I am putting Vesham. Atmanisthitaha. When? When I am Atmanisthitaha? When I am doing contemplation. Appo samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasana time lo I am atma. When I come out, I am anatma. No. All the time, sarvada aham atma eva. I cannot be other than atma. Ippo namma problem enna, after coming to Vedanta, once you are a nididhyasaka practicing, now how can I be other than atma? Ippudu sollanu. How can I be other than Atma? All anatmas are appearing like waves, disappearing like waves. All bodies are like waves, appearing and disappearing in me, the consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Third shloka. Yalla nididhyasana. After going home, you have to say, Ajaha. Ekaha, Advayaha, not loudly, mentally contemplate. If you say loudly, people will catch you. Okay. Sloka number 3, next page. Page 112.
Ajo marascheiva tathajarum mrutaham. Svayam prabhas sarvagato hamadvayah. Na karanam karyamati vanirmalah. Sadaika truptas chatato vimuktavom.
When I am seeing each word mentally, I have to see the meaning and say, not shabda jalam. You list out ajaha, ekaha, nityaha, sarvagataha, prameha, suprakasha, like that you list out and say gada 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 gada. All these names saying mentally, that is not nididhyasanam. The meaning of that each word I have to see mentally. How I am birthless. Since I am pure awareness, I am not body. Body has got birth. Since I am not the body, I am not having birth at all. Body is having birth in me, the Atma Chaitanyam. Body has got death in me, the Atma Chaitanyam. I am ever there, pure awareness. If I die in this body, I unmanifest. I die means, I the lakshyartha, I temporarily not available for transaction in this body because this body gone, suppose. I am available in this another body. Another body is not there, in another object I am there. Either in one object or other, I am always available. I am always available in one object or other. One body comes or not, it is like a bubble. One body is like a bubble. All bubbles are coming in me and going. I am in another bubble. Bubble-like body. That body goes, I am in another bubble-like body. So many bodies are coming and going. Therefore, why I have to hold on to this one miserable old body already with knee pain, so many other pains, one vela pandra illa. What is this body? Why abhimana with this body? Like that, each word I have to analyze. Not just uttering the names, either verbally or mentally. I am alone. Whatever I see is mithya. I am in the form of sat chit in everything. In the form of pure awareness. I am there in jagradavastha, sapnavastha, sushupti avastha also. Like that, every whole teaching I have to masticate. Munch. Whole teaching. That is called nididhyasanam. Illena ukkanandi, just enumerating the names doesn't work. Okay. Now look into the words here. Again, ajaha, birthless, because nididhyasanam, no, that is why. Again, ajaha, I am birthless, amaraha, deathless, tatha, ajaha, amaraha eva, I am birthless and deathless, therefore never have fear of death. Welcome the death. What comes to the body? Let it go. If it goes, let it go. I am there in another nice body. Another nice body I am there. This murka body. In the murka body, already bending. Swadhiname illa body. Pona pohato. I am there in another body. Like that. Ajaha. Amaraha, I am deathless. Whatever is birthless is always deathless. Since I am birthless, I have to be deathless. Whatever has got birth, it will have death. Since I am birthless, I cannot have death also. Therefore what? Udaram antaram kurute adhatasya bhayam bhavati. Whoever sees the different things, they are afraid of death. Bhayam bhavati. Advaita Brahma is fearless Brahman. Since I am Advaita Brahma, I am fearless. Mind has got some fear. About Vyavaharika fear is there. But that fear is not my nature. That is body's nature, mind nature. Amaraha, tadha, ajaraha, woodless, all vikara, shadvikara, rahitaha aham. Ajaraha means declensionless, old age less. No need of birthday celebration for me. Selave ille. Birthday celebration for whom? Whoever is having birth. So birthday celebration is for body. Sashtyabdha purti. 80th birthday, 70th birthday, all these only for those bodies who are all having birth. Atma doesn't have any birth or death, it doesn't have any old age also. That means ever young, ever green, ever green, ever young. Amrutaha, immortal. I am ever immortal. No mortality for me. Swayam prabhaha. I am self-luminous. Self-luminous without the support of anything. This self-luminous I want to explain further in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿ ಓಂ.